I was pretty overwhelmed. I didn't expect it in the slightest. You know, it was quite emotional because it's, you know, it's a dream that's become a reality. So I didn't really know what to think or feel. It was all just a bit all at once. But, you know, I couldn't be happier. Genuinely could not be happier.
I mean, is rugby something you've always done? Is this a bit of a dream come true that a hobby's becoming your career?
Yeah, it's quite funny. I've got a tattoo on my arm of a rugby ball that says, "Don't dream your life, live your dream." So that's exactly what's happening. You know, having this opportunity, my dream is becoming my life. It's going to become my job, and I couldn't be more passionate about it. So yeah, it's a massive, massive opportunity for me.
Being the first female is quite significant in itself as well, that, you know, that gender is getting better represented, I guess, in the sports world. How important is that to you?
Oh, it's massively important. You know, I'm all about women in sport, especially women in rugby. This is a massive step for the women's game, showing that they're putting more investment into it. So from this, hopefully, you know, other girls can see that, you know, it's a path that people might want to take. But, you know, there's opportunities. You know, you can live your dream doing this sport with hard work and dedication. There's absolutely no reason, you know, why nobody else couldn't be in the same position that I'm in right now.
And what is it taking you to get to here? I mean, I imagine you must have had to put in a lot of work and training, and there must just be a talent there as well.
Well, when I lived up north, there wasn't much rugby for girls. So, you know, I made the commitment to travel to Glasgow every single Sunday, there and back, just, you know, get more rugby experience. You know, that took a lot of time, took a lot of commitment. And then when I moved to Glasgow, you know, your social life and stuff like that, you know, it all gets affected. But, you know, when you're playing the sport you love for your country, it's worth it. There's nothing more you want. Like, you know, you want more. You'll make those sacrifices to make that happen. You know, you put in the hours of hard work. You put in, like, the hours of dedication. It's not just on the pitch. You know, it's off the pitch as well. Like, when it comes down to nutrition plans, you know, analysis of the game, you know, and just conducting yourself in, you know, a professional manner. You know, you're never out of the game or out of the role. You're constantly trying to better yourself as an athlete each day. So then each day you're going in and becoming a better athlete than you were yesterday and having that continuous improvement.
Is this something you see yourself doing in the long term then? I mean, is this just the beginning for you?
Definitely just the beginning. I'm 22, so I like to think I've got, you know, a long, long journey ahead of me. And now with the support of the BT Sport, Scottish Rugby Academy and the Scottish Rugby Union, you know, I definitely see good things coming from this, and it's a massive opportunity that I'm going to, you know, grab and relish and really take every single second of it and cherish it.